You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Marjorie Taylor Greene is dividing the Republican Party, not the people criticizing Marjorie Taylor Greene. She is attacking the president day in and day out. Who's dividing the party? The people who mention it or Marjorie Taylor Greene?
All right, this is getting really interesting. Some of the more center-right personalities in the MAGA movement are beginning to feel visibly suffocated, visibly uncomfortable by the far right that is too big to ignore within their own party. I mean, a lot of them don't seem to realize that Donald Trump is the one who created the permission structure for these far-right personalities to rise to the top, and Ben Shapiro is sitting on a panel with some of the more far-right personalities that create these permission structures, like Matt Walsh and Michael Knowles. But it's really, really interesting to watch this clip in particular because, you know, believe it or not, Ben Shapiro is more of a center-right Trump supporter. That sounds like an oxymoron, but when the MAGA movement is, you know, taken as a whole, Ben Shapiro is more center-right. He's also Jewish, so he has a personal stake in seeing anti-Semitism not go to these extreme levels. By the way, we all have a stake in making sure that anti-Semitism is squashed on a daily basis. You shouldn't hate anybody for who they are. But the point is, Ben Shapiro calls out Nick Fuentes, Alex Jones, and all of these people by name for creating these permission structures. He should be calling the people out on the panel with him and the dude that he voted for, Donald Trump, because, I mean, look at this. Some breaking news as I was getting ready to record this video that just supports this narrative. Yashar Ali says, breaking, Paul Ingracia, President Trump's nominee to oversee the office of the special counsel, says he does not have enough Republican votes to be confirmed. This comes after a Politico report on a racist and anti-Semitic message Ingracia sent, including one where he said he has a Nazi streak. And by the way, this is not the main political article people have been talking about. There's two of them. So Paul Ingracia says, I will be withdrawing myself from Thursday's hearing because I do not have enough Republican votes. This is the guy who said that MLK Jr.'s holiday belongs in hell and that he has a Nazi streak. He also said stuff about, you know, eugenics. He was supporting eugenics, using slurs, saying he has a Nazi streak, saying stuff about George Floyd and MLK Jr., just a disgusting person. And this permission structure is created by people like Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Remember, there was another political article that released less than a week ago. It says, quote, I love Hitler. Leaked messages expose young Republicans' racist chat. Thousands of private messages reveal young GOP leaders joking about gas chambers, slavery, and rape. I want you to keep in mind that J.D. Vance couldn't condemn this. The guy that I was on stage with couldn't condemn this. I mean, most of you have seen that clip by now. If you haven't, go check out the debate playlist on my channel. There's a lot of good debates in there that you can find. We talk about this in a debate. This guy says, great, I love Hitler. I'm ready to watch people burn now. Everyone that votes no is going to a gas chamber. You're giving nationals too much credit and expecting Jews to be honest. See, this type of anti-Semitism is just, it's not hidden anymore. People are being open about it, and that's why Ben Shapiro is getting very, very uncomfortable. It's interesting because, you know, he was okay when it was immigrants being targeted, or when it was any sort of brown person being targeted, or black Americans being put down. He was okay with all of that, but now that Jewish people are in the ire, openly, in his own movement, he's starting to call it out. Take a listen.
You know, I guess the question for Matt is, there are certain people who you would basically say don't belong in the movement. And so the question, I think, for everybody, and I think this is one that we should openly discuss, I mean, if we're going to have these discussions, is who doesn't? Right? Like, who doesn't?
I'll give you a takeaway on this that is obviously timely. When Charlie was killed, you know, the guy did like 10 jobs. I mean, it takes innumerable people to fill all the things he did. The most valuable thing he did from a political coalition standpoint is he kept the coalition together, and his events were the events to go to, and his platform was really setting the agenda for the Republican Party. And Charlie made a really important point to have a coalition in which he would not be pressured to get rid of Tucker, but he also wouldn't be pressured to get rid of people who hated Tucker or who Tucker hated or whoever, you know, where the various constituencies hated them. But Charlie, furthermore, to your point, Ben, also drew a line. There were plenty of people that were not permitted into TPUSA events. And so he did this in, I think, an obviously very effective way, a way that did not fall into the perils of, you know, a movement becoming too extreme. And I just wonder if there's not a lesson that we could take from that.
I thought that what you said when Charlie died was right. You know, that one of Charlie's goals was to keep the movement together. It's obviously something JD is trying to do. He's trying to keep people in the room together. I totally get it. I've talked publicly about the fact that Tucker called me that day, 2 days after Charlie was shot, and said, like, let's stop fighting. And I said, you know what? That sounds great to me. That's fine. I really don't want to be fighting with you because obviously we have other priorities. In fact, I even offered Tucker that we should get on stage together and talk about the things that we agreed with. He's yet to take me up on that offer. But the bottom line here is that, you know, when it comes to where you set limits, limits at some point are going to have to be set. And it seems to me that the move on the right is that because we don't like the left at all, because the left is bad, there must be no limit set. And any attempt to set a limit is somehow firing inside the tent. And what this actually leads to is many of the same people who are firing inside the tent then turning around and claiming that you're violating the truce. Because I'll tell you what, it's Nick Fuentes who's attacking Donald Trump on a regular basis.
Yeah.
It is Alex Jones who's attacking Donald Trump on a regular basis. I mean, it is Tucker Carlson who's attacking Donald Trump on a fairly regular basis.
And really quickly, if life is stressful for you as well, between the constant work and the news that keeps getting more and more intense, then I recommend IndaCloud. IndaCloud helps me, you know, de-stress at the end of the day in a very safe and reliable way. It is a fully legal online dispensary. No sketchy gummies from friends. I'm a huge advocate of the safe usage of marijuana or gummies. There's no weird, sketchy runs, no cards. It's just fully legal. It's online. They've shipped over 10 million gummies, and everything is DEA certified in labs and then discreetly shipped to your door. It's one of the most fun sponsors I've worked with. If you spend all day getting mad at the headlines like I do, then check it out. You can relax, you can be clear-headed, and you can finally go to bed for the night instead of doom scrolling. Over 50,000 people trust IndaCloud to keep their buzz hassle-free. If you're 21 or older, head to IndaCloud.co and use code MOCKLER for 30% off. Click the top link in the description. I urge you to. You get 30% off your first order plus free shipping. Check it out. Thank you all. And thank you to IndaCloud. Okay, so it's an interesting dynamic here. Ben Shapiro is saying we should have lines that we draw in the sand. We should not allow these people in the movement because, number one, they're harmful and hateful in their ideology. Like, people like Nick Fuentes take it way too far, is what Ben Shapiro is saying. Number two, they also attack Donald Trump, so they're not even helpful to get us elected. Now, what people like Matt Walsh and Michael Knowles were trying to argue is that you want to have the biggest tent possible. It doesn't matter if we're welcoming people like Tucker Carlson or Nick Fuentes in. To add some context, Tucker Carlson has been doing some, I mean, we all know that he's been on some crazy stuff for a while, like the Great Replacement, white supremacist, weird stuff, but lately he's been having on Holocaust deniers who aren't like hiding it, who aren't saying anything. They're actually just saying that Hitler might have been the good guy in World War II. There are actually clips of Tucker Carlson interviewing some guy, and they're just saying that, you know, Hitler may have been misunderstood. He may have been the good guy. So, I mean, Matt Walsh and Michael Knowles still aren't at the point where the hate is affecting them, right? It's not affecting them personally. But Ben Shapiro is starting to get to the point where the pressure is pressing down on him more and more. And he's like, wait a minute. In my movement, they're now denying the Holocaust, and now he's begging everyone, wait a minute. In this clip, he says, if I get killed by somebody, you know, it could be someone from the left or someone from the right of me, because there are so many people to the right of me who hate me.
Again, I'm not even disagreeing with the motivations of the Politico story. In fact, even on my show today, I talked about the motivations of the Politico story, which, Matt, I agree, are completely scurrilous and designed to distract from the sort of violent rhetoric we've seen from the left. But it has led to, I think, a reactionary response on some parts of the right to say there should be no policing ever at all. No social consequences should ever attend to things that are said on the right, that it's basically just pure my side versus your side. The problem I have is, number one, I think that's immoral, and number two, I don't think that's pragmatic. I don't think that's moral because I think that there are things that get said on the right that are really, really, really ugly, and pretending those away doesn't make them go away.
Okay, this guy's had enough of Nick Fuentes and his movement. It's really funny watching him try to desperately draw a line now. Here's him going after Marjorie Taylor Greene as well for attacking Trump and breaking with the movement.
Marjorie Taylor Greene is dividing the Republican Party, not the people criticizing Marjorie Taylor Greene. She is attacking the president day in and day out. Who's dividing the party? The people who mention it or Marjorie Taylor Greene? Marjorie Taylor Greene spent the last 24 hours ripping into Republican men. For example, Marjorie Taylor Greene, apparently, she tore into her party and said GOP men in the Congress are, quote unquote, weak. Apparently, And now she's getting this media blitz from the left. Well,
Marjorie Taylor Greene on her feminist arc. You guys know that apparently kid? That kid that's like, apparently, that's what Ben Shapiro sounds like right now.
Torching Speaker Johnson, torching Donald Trump, accusing Donald Trump of a cover-up over Epstein. Quote, whereas President Trump has a very strong dominant style, he's not weak at all. A lot of the men here in the House are weak, Greene said. There's a lot of weak Republican men, and they're more afraid of strong Republican women. So they always try to marginalize the strong Republican women that actually want to do something and actually want to achieve. Sure, that must be it. It can't be that you've been out there day and night getting the strange new respect from the left by attacking Trump over his foreign and domestic policy while engaging in the most rudimentary conspiratorial nonsense. If you point that out, are you the divider, or is it Marjorie Taylor Greene?
I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene has been speaking out against Israel lately and AIPAC. That might be part of the reason why Ben Shapiro is going uniquely hard on people who are, like, stepping out of line. I'm not even trying to be conspiratorial here, but that is what Marjorie Taylor Greene has been saying lately. She's also been saying, you know, maybe ACA subsidies are good. Maybe the Affordable Care Act, allowing people to have some sort of health care, allowing people's health care not to double, is a good thing. I mean, that's her stepping out of line, just saying that people deserve healthcare. I'm going to leave it at that. If you appreciate the videos on the Adam Mockler channel, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.